I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Dixville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's on the tour. Standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Hola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. But first, Bob, and have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yeah, and today's shot is a little weird, but today we toast a woman who lives in Polk County, Florida. Florida, I know that shocks you, that surprises you. Here's the thing. She was arrested back on May 5th, and her charge was four, and I have researched this as much as I can. I cannot find any news source to give me the information, but she was arrested on a charge of shooting an offensive missile into a vehicle.
An offensive missile?
An offensive, that is specifically what the charge is. Not just a missile, an offensive missile into a vehicle. My mind says sex toy. I honestly don't know. But anyway, she was released the following day. She posted $5,000 bond, all this. But a 36-year-old woman, she was also arrested back in 2012 on a marijuana charge possession. Now, the only reason I'm toasting her is because her name, and listen, if you're a parent, you know, picking your child's name is very important because there are things you're going to endure just because of the name. So I'm going to ask you guys this. This is a woman. Her last name is Metheny.
Metheny.
What name? What first name would you not give her?
Crystal.
Stephanie.
It is, in fact, Crystal Metheny. People were shocked that she was not arrested on drugs. Now,
Stephanie Metheny?
I
made fun of that, too.
I thought it was like Julia Gulia.
We stay in Florida because another guy. Now, there's another guy in Florida, and he had drug charges brought him against him. In this case, it was for Xanax. Ended up proving his case. He was not responsible for the crime that they believed he committed. And as a result of that, one Edward Cocaine was acquitted. Ooh. For a minute. Now, listen.
His last name is Cocaine?
His last name is Cocaine, and Miles is funny.
That's Eddie.
That. His quote, "My last name is Cocaine." He's 34 years old. He says, listen, I've been stuck with it ever since my great-grandparents came over from Greece. They changed it, and then he adds, quote, "They didn't know." So,
oh, no.
Well, I guess, is it like, because it was like a putting the tonics and stuff?
Well, wait, he's 34, so his great-grandparents say his parents are 64, 94, maybe not, or maybe like you said, you know, yeah, so putting tonics. It was still legal when my father was born.
He should challenge every speeding ticket just so the judge says, "Mr. Cocaine, please come forward."
All right, which name would you rather have?
Because if I'm there, I'm like, "Mr. Cocaine."
Crystal Metheny, you know your parents are being idiots. So people know it's not your fault, right? Like, clearly, they may, but Edward Cocaine.
You know, now that there's not the phone book anymore, it wouldn't be nearly as bad.
Oh, man.
But I don't think you can be, you can't be Mr. Cocaine because, well, you know.
Ted, you're making a face. Yeah. Miles's point is this, and I've said this
before.
When I was a teenager.
Mr. Metheny, Mrs. Metheny.
we still had landline phones. You still had the phone book, all right? And we would, because we're teenagers, we have nothing better to do. And we would look up last names that we thought would be funny if that's your last name. And it's hit and miss. And there's a guy, I will not say what the name was. But we called this guy, and he's the only dude in the phone book with this last name. And we call him. His phone rings like four times. There's no caller ID, so you can get away with the sprinkles. The guy answers the phone. I'm like, hello. And we said, do you know you're the only blank in the phone book? I know. Mm-hmm. Clay, you can't do that now.
I know, but the guy, like, every bar he goes to or something, the people, like, every doorman.
He says he loves it.
Oh, Ed Cocaine?
Edward Cocaine.
But did he get arrested for cocaine?
No, he got arrested for Xanax, but he ended up proving his case. He wasn't responsible. But his point was, everywhere outside of the legal system, my name is awesome. Everyone says, like, look, in the legal system, it's not so great.
Oh, Mr. Cocaine, your table's ready. Everybody's like, hey!
I still think I'd rather buy
that guy dinner.
I'd rather be Mr. Cocaine than Mr. Methody.
You know what? You're right. All right. Yeah. Mr. Cocaine it is.
Mr. Cocaine.
Well, like, and nobody goes, you know what's glamorous? You know what's a great glamorous drug? Meth. Right? People are like, oh, I don't know, man. It was all these beautiful models. It's glamorous. It's like Mr. Cocaine was there.
Yeah, I would go to that party. All right, let's drink. Yeah. To Mr. Cocaine. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, it's Stephen Thrill. Could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where I'm going to share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Jason? Are you there, Jason?
Jason.
And he phone-donged us. Looks like it's me and you, Ted.
All right.
You were right yesterday, the day before that, and the day before that. I'm getting a win today.
All right. Fair warning, I'm now powered by collard greens.
Ooh, let's see if the collard greens are. We're going to the world of drugs.
I'm powered by cornbread, then.
So you're constipated, then. We are going
that
to
was
the
Ray cornbread.
It was very
really good cornbread.
Again, to be fair, I have not been to the Pierce County penal facility to compare it, but very good. All right, here is your story. We deal with the wonderful world of drugs. We go to Milwaukee, where a man admitted that he, quote, wigs out and gets paranoid when he gets high on this particular drug. But he fatally shot his friend after mistaking his friend for someone that he thought was about to rob him. 47-year-old Byron Artis, he was charged with first-degree reckless homicide and the death of his friend, Ruquin McCuller, who was shot to death at a gas station. Now, Artis and McCuller, they've been doing drugs before the pair drove to a casino. That's where Artis dropped off his friend before returning to pick him up about an hour later. McCuller got his friend to stop so he could buy cigarettes at the gas station, and that's when he shot his friend after the friend returned to the vehicle, opening the driver's door. So he thought someone was trying to rob him, pulls out his gun, shoots him.
You idiot.
Well, his friend collapsed near the gas pump. A coroner later determined that the cause of death was a gunshot wound to the head, which, on a side note, that is fine detective work. Turns out the gunshot to the head is what killed this guy. Well, Artis initially fled, but he surrendered to police the day after the shooting. He said, quote, I guess I'm wanted for a shooting that happened on North 27th Street and West Lisbon Avenue. A friend told me to turn myself in. I think I might need a lawyer. He was right. Well, he made his initial court appearance, told investigators that he even drove to the guy's house after the shooting, expecting him to show up. So even after he shot his friend, he didn't realize it was friend.
God, he thought
he'd shot someone trying to rob him. Anyway, he's going to return to court for a preliminary hearing later this week. Gentlemen, do you believe that this guy, and again, as he admits in his own words, he, quote, wigs out and gets paranoid when he is on acid, weed, cocaine, or mushrooms? Acid, weed, cocaine, or mushrooms?
Acid, weed, cocaine, or mushrooms?
That is...
And he did. He was doing the drugs with his friend, who then dropped him off at a casino and came back and was able to drive a car and picked him up later. And both of those guys did the same drugs. One was able to operate a vehicle, stop at a gas station, drive there to drop him off, and also to pick him up. That's the guy that died.
And then shot him, yes.
Right, okay.
Right, but then mistaking his friend for a robber.
But to be fair, again, now I know the guy was on drugs and all this, but his friend opened the driver's side door. That's what kind of set him off.
Oh, okay.
So keep that in mind. They went to the gas station. His buddy gets out on the passenger side.
He wasn't driving.
When his friend, right, but when he came back, he opened the driver's door. So this guy, he didn't look. He grabs his gun and fires. Because
what state?
Oh, God. Hold on.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
So he's got his gun with him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's legal or not, but he had it on him.
See, I mean, I don't know. I have a hard time seeing people on psychedelics handling firearms. Right? But he says he trips out when he's doing this drug.
Yeah, by his own admission. I mean, he made a mistake, but he turned himself in. So, look, this is what I was doing. This is what happened. He shot his friend. He feels bad about it. He's doing the best he can now.
It depends on how things hit you. I don't think weed... I've never been that high on weed where I did not know somebody or did not know exactly what was
going on. I have.
I've been there.
I am not.
I tried to call the cops once. I thought my buddy was robbing a store.
Now, to be fair, I don't know that my reaction time would prevent anything bad from happening if that were the case.
Cocaine, I don't know. I've never tried it. Man, I'm leaning acid on my end, Ted. What do you think of that?
Honestly, like, acid seems decent, right? Because he's tripping. But also,
I think I'm going to change my answer.
As I say, he's driving around. He went to a gas station. The other dude went to a casino.
And he picked him up an hour later, which leads, and this is just my guess, but having been in that world, if you're going to drop me off at a casino for an hour, we're friends, and I'm driving, I'm not going to pick your ass up in an hour. What I'm going to do is go get more drugs or something, some other illicit thing. I will come back in an hour. Will you be ready?
I have a new theory.
So right now, I'm kind of leaning towards cocaine. I think they've been doing a bunch of coke. One dude says, hey, I'm going to go to the casino. The other guy's like, I'll go get the hooker. I don't know.
Okay.
Right, exactly. So there's no way I'm leaving you for 1 hour. And I'm
the guy in the casino just was like, dude, you got to come back. I need some more coke. It's been an hour.
Ted, are you going to stick with cocaine?
Well, let's hear your theory.
Okay, here's my theory. All right, if we smoke weed, we're smoking the same weed. You might take a couple more drags, but either way, we're smoking weed. Acid is typically either in liquid form, depending on how you get it, or liquid sunshine, or maybe on a blotter form, which is, you know, you take one or two, right? Mushrooms, you don't know what you're going to get. So, like, maybe we split an eighth, right? You might have way a more powerful cap than I got on my stem or something. So even though we did the same drug, you know, I'm able to drive. You can't see straight. So I'm going to go mushrooms.
All right. I think I'm sticking with cocaine.
All right.
I think they're all coked out of their brains. And also, just the fast twitch, like, boom. And he has a gun. I don't, like, psychedelic people, I have a hard time when you're high on psychedelics being like, yo, you want to see my gun? But a guy all coked out, I could see, like, being like, touch my gun.
Okay, all right.
No, Billy, go to sleep.
We're going
to
find out if this guy and these guys were on acid, weed, cocaine, or mushrooms next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Ben Term Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, we go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Profile us. A couple guys doing drugs together. One guy wants to go to the casino, so his buddy drives him there. Goes back home, comes back to pick up his friend an hour later. They stop at a gas station. His friends gets out of the passenger side of the car, goes in, gets whatever he wants to get. When he comes back, he forgets that he was driving because of the drugs, opens up the driver's side door, and shoots the person inside, thinking he's trying to rob
him. No, the opposite of that. The driver waited in the car.
Yeah.
When his buddy came back, his buddy opened the driver's side door. He's in the driver's side. He's the driver.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's what I said.
So
the
guy,
he got out of the passenger seat, went inside the gas station.
Okay,
comes back in, opens up the driver's door, but doesn't realize that he wasn't driving and doesn't recognize his friend, shoots him in the head and kills him.
Okay, just edit that part out. But the question was, what drug were they on? And quite simply, your options were acid, weed, cocaine, or mushrooms. And you guys went through your theories, Miles. You guessed mushrooms.
Oh, man, I am terrible at this game. Jeez.
You are pretty bad at
it. I am horrible.
And then, Ted, you guessed coke.
Cocaine. Get the gun.
Oh, you are really good at it.
It's terrifying, really.
Yes. Yeah, been to a lot of parties and seen how people react.
Yes. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, Miles, your choices today will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
George. The Late Late Show.
With
James Corden.
James Corden, okay.
Not George Corden.
Corden.
Who the hell is George Corden?
That's his brother. Yeah.
George Cordon Bleu.
He didn't make it.
Ted Smith and Writers.
Okay.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right, hey, Ted, get a few. Professional writers will help us come up with a monologue and jokes each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or is it a the Ted Smith original?
ESPN is reporting that the NBA Board of Governors is going to vote tomorrow on a plan that would restart the season with 22 teams for 8 regular season games, a possible play-in tournament for the 8th seed, and the playoffs all taking place in Orlando, Florida at Disney World. And the champion will be whichever win team doesn't get the virus.
Jimmy Kimmel.
That is Jimmy Kimmel.
ESPN's reporting that the NBA Board of Governors is going to vote tomorrow on a plan that would restart the season with 22 teams for 8 regular season games, a possible play-in tournament for the 8th seed, and the playoffs all taking place in Orlando, Florida at Disney World. And the champions will be whichever team doesn't get the virus.
Let's see here. A guy up in Nova Scotia, Canada, found 3 mystery pills in his bag of planters mix.
Ooh.
Turns out that bag was meant for Ibiza.
Ibiza Swift, yeah.
All right, let's try it again.
Okay.
A guy up in Nova Scotia, Canada, found 3 mysterious pills in a bag of planters mix. He later went on to host the first Zoom rave.
Ibiza Swift, yeah.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. No, it's the ecstasy, sir. According to a new poll, 53% of office workers worry that their current skills will be outdated in fewer than 5 years. Skills like no pants budget meetings?
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth.
That's it.
According to a new poll, 53% of American office workers worry that their current skills will be outdated in fewer than 5 years. Skills like no pants budget meetings.
The Chinese government said that they hope the United States will take concrete measures to eliminate all forms of racial discrimination. And when China is giving you a lecture on human rights, not a good sign.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Chinese government said they hope the United States will take concrete measures to eliminate all forms of racial discrimination. And when China is giving you a lecture on human rights, not a great sign.
You guys watching anything new yet?
Anything new? Ozark's probably the newest thing I'm on right now. It's going to take a little time to get through that, but I'm...
Robin, you're watching that as well?
It's good so far.
Yeah. Yeah, people are pumped for that.
It seemed that way. I have not watched it.
I've never seen a lot of things with Jason Bateman that I didn't like. Most of the stuff that he's in is pretty good.
Yeah, Jason Bateman's definitely one of those actors where you kind of go, all right, man, like, I like this guy.
I'll check it out, sure.
Yeah. Not like that Emil Hirsch.
Apparently not. He's kept you from watching The Joker.
Yeah. Speaking of Joker, Batwoman won't recast Ruby Rose's Kate Kane role. Instead, they're introducing a new character named Ryan Welder, a female in her mid-late 20s who's likable, messy, a little goofy, and untamed.
Hey. Oh, boy. Okay. Think that we know the demographic we're going for.
Which, what do you think it is?
Horny guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, that sounds like a bad joke of how you describe a woman.
What's that? Say it again.
Likeable, messy, a little goofy, and untamed.
Look out.
Right?
I'm bringing her home to mom tonight. Right.
She's wild. She's got a college degree. She's been a year abroad.
The biggest crush on her.
Nickelodeon the other day went off the air for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. The amount of time the police officer had his knees on the top of George Floyd's neck.
Oh, just what the kids wanted to see.
Yeah.
We'll slime you when it's done.
Some parents complained. The network said, quote, unfortunately, some kids live in fear every day. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah, sure. That's a fact.
Yeah. But, you know, look, it's 2020. We've got the coronavirus or everything else coming on. We got to look to Nickelodeon.
You know, man, at this point, my kids, because they have a lot of questions because there's so much stuff going on.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, yeah. And what you, yep, that's it.
Yeah.
There you go. You don't have to like it, but guys, look, we're doing the best we can to make life okay for you. But yeah, this year sucks. It really does.
Yeah, it'd be funny, too, like if, not funny, I think in a certain way, like SpongeBob could explain things to people.
This is the time you take it. Look, Schoolhouse Rock did a lot of good for a lot of people.
Sesame Street did a lot politically.
Because at the age that you're at, it's just, it doesn't be politics. Just explain what's going on. Look,
in the world.
You'll make your, look, here's the thing. There's information. There are facts about what is going on. And then people skew it the way they need to skew it to satisfy whatever belief they need to justify later. Right? I mean, that's how it works. How it's always worked. So, like, here's the situation. There's COVID-19. You can think it's a conspiracy. You can just think it's a virus. Either way, it's there. It's what you do about it when it's here. Who cares what you think? Great. Good for you. That's cute. But in the meantime, we just know we need to address it. You can prove yourself right later, right? I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Think what you want about the protest. There's civil unrest. Whatever it is you want to think about it, good for you. That's great. Well, but in the meantime, how do we resolve the civil unrest? That's all.
And we've talked about this for years. Like, there's certain things that cartoons, adult cartoons, can get away with just proving the point. Like, South Park would be very tough if that was human beings saying some of those things.
Now, you be an actor, if South Park were real actors, right, where they physically see you on screen, would you play those roles? Just knowing how the world is, knowing what the, even though you can look up your name and see who voiced the character, but people don't care as long as it's animated. But if it were like, look, it's going to be you, Ted, when they look at you, it's you, and you play the character of whoever, Notorious Racist, whatever it might be, like, would you play the role?
I mean, I guess I might say yes, only in the fact that they always bring it around to teach you a lesson and kind of prove the ridiculous of it.
Sure, but sure.
It would be very hard to be a human actor and say some of those things that
they
do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, I love a show called The Boondocks, right? That's a cartoon. But, like, wait, yeah. Some of that stuff, too, I think would be a lot different if you saw those actors just saying it to
them. BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, but BoJack Horseman's more just ridiculous stuff.
Sure, sure.
Like, there's certain words, again, that would be tough as an actor to say.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but you're right, BoJack.
It's a lot different.
Has anybody watched the new BoJack?
No.
All right, because I kind of fell off because there's, Miles, you were watching it, right?
It gets a little dark.
It got real dark,
Yeah.
The stuff with his mom and then the old child star that died. Spoiler alert, sorry.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff, but I have read some reviews online that say it kind of came back around to just being like BoJack's just a POS. sorry, Robin. I know. Sorry.
A piece of shipwrecked material.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
The nightmare is starting.
They're bringing up stuff from the Titanic.
Right. I kind of like it better when he's just an idiot.
Right.
And it's supposed to be funny and he just messes up his own life. Because that's the thing, too, right?
Robin, we're just fundamentally seeing your fingers ready to hit that dump.
It's like, I can't even remember what I was about to say now. Oh, it's like most things in the world, right? You might know somebody or whatever, and you feel bad when they're kind of effing up their own life. You gotta go, all right. But when they start messing up other people's lives or getting them involved.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's why you all know somebody where you've been like that girlfriend or boyfriend, or maybe it's both. I don't know what you're into. Is it good for you, you know?
Right.
That's not what that's for. All right. Let's see. You know, I got a list here of some actors who have done multiple movies together. Kind of trying to figure out who they like the best. Can you think off the top of your head some actors who have done some movies together?
To me, there's Gary Sinise and Tom Hanks.
Okay.
And then there's every Italian actor. In other words, the Pacino, Joe Pesci,
De Niro.
Robert De Niro, right, somehow. And Ray Liotta somehow shows up in there as well.
Mm-hmm. So these are just Affleck and Damon?
These are just duos. Affleck and Damon
is a
very good call. I don't know why they're not on this list.
Okay, all right, well, let's just try it.
That seems ridiculous.
Great call, but you're wrong.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm playing your guess. How can that not be in the top 10?
So they have Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks.
They
did Sleepless in Seattle. So you could choose. BuzzFeed made a list. You could choose. What's better, Sleepless in Seattle or You Got Mail?
Well, Sleepless in Seattle.
Wait, didn't they do Joe versus the Volcano? I'd pick that.
Oh, that was shout out to Orange Soda.
That was a good movie.
No, it was a horrible movie, but it was funny in a candy way. Right. It was not a good movie.
I watched it as a kid. Again, the only thing I remember was all the orange soda.
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to move to that island.
Drink orange soda.
Yeah, well, as a child, it seemed like a giant fantasy.
As an adult, it does.
Right?
Where am I?
All right, Seth Rogen and James Franco. They've done The Interview, Pineapple Express, This is the End, and Sausage Party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pineapple Express.
Most people did.
I don't think I've seen Sausage Party. That was the animated one.
You would really like it.
Is it good?
Yes.
I would really like the Sausage Party.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the same way that me and you like those, like, some dumb comedies.
Okay.
Like, I'm not making fun of you. Like, I liked it,
right,
too.
Okay.
But it's right on our plane.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. I know what I'll do. I'll get nice and high and check it out.
Yeah, it'll blow your mind, man, because the sausages don't really get what's going on.
No way. I never would have guessed.
That sounds stupid, but trust me, when you watch it, you're like, I get what he was like laughing about. Sausage Party. Been to a few myself, all right? Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper. They were in Silver Linings Playbook, American Hustle. Serena?
I like Silver Linings Playbook just as a good movie.
I haven't seen it. Is it good?
I enjoyed it. De Niro's in it.
Is that the one where he's an Eagles fan?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I didn't watch it.
De Niro annoys me. I just, like, I've
seen. No, come on,
no,
man.
No, listen.
Come on.
It's always the same character. So, like, I have seen, he's only won 1,000 movies.
Actually plays a little bit of a different character.
I don't care. It's too late. My ship has sailed. We have left Port De Niro.
Well, what about, he's played gangsters and he's played cops. Remember, he was like in the FBI or whatever and Meet the Parents.
CIA.
CIA, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's range.
He's not going to play like a surfer. He's not going to play like a surfer.
What's range in that movie?
Yeah. He's not a rom-com guy.
No, I know that.
Well, in Meet the Fockers, he was the father, right? Sorry, Robin.
Pete, that's why I went with Meet the Parents. I didn't want to say the last thing.
Robin, the Fockers?
She sent you a dirty look. Like, don't. Why are you bringing that up? All right, Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider. They've done a ton of movies together. The four choices were 51st Dates, Big Daddy, Grown Ups, and Click.
Rob Schneider is indebted to Adam Sandler.
I don't know, man. Aren't they all kind of the same movie?
Well,
I mean, I'm not trying to be that guy, but
I
would say this, and this is me. Rob Schneider is the same range as Robert De Niro.
Mm. Okay, I'm just going to pick Happy Gilmore then, because he wasn't in that Schneider.
I would go with Grown Ups.
All right.
You picked the movie.
Well, John
Schneider
C. Reilly and Will Ferrell.
Again, you have excellent taste, but they're not on this list.
You've got to be kidding me.
I know. All right, how about Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson?
So you have Fiction.
All right, or they were in Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Pulp Fiction.
Unbreakable, Glass, the winner was Pulp Fiction.
I think Pulp Fiction, in my lifetime, has got to be a top
three. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Dude, I told you, I just watched it recently. It stands up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chris Scott and Scarlett Johansson.
Chris Scott.
Who's that? Johansson?
Is that rom-coms?
Chris Scott is Captain America, I believe.
Oh, that's Chris Evans.
Oh.
Damn.
And.
Wow, don't Chris Evans and Chris.
Chris Evans?
What did I say?
You said Chris Scott. Look.
No, it's Chris Evans.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. You're just making up names. I enjoy the Avenger movies.
Who's Chris Scott?
I don't know what else they do together.
He's the same guy as George, what's his face?
Yeah, you're right.
George Corbin.
They were in the Nanny, Dad, Nanny.
They do movies together.
Yeah. Ian George. Yeah.
Yeah, Captain America, the Winter Soldier. People like that a lot. Mm-hmm. That's how he can wear so many tights. Yeah. He's a Winter Soldier. All right, this one's going to be a tough one. Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. You got to think. They've done Crazy Stupid Love, which
I haven't seen it.
I don't know anything about it.
Are you seriously giving me the look like, I can't believe you haven't seen it? What's Crazy Stupid Love about?
It's a rom-com about a dad who's going through a divorce, and then he meets this guy in the club that's like a player that's really good at getting him ladies, so he helps him out. The dad is, you're better than The Gap. That's what he keeps yelling at him.
I'm not sure.
From The Office.
Help him, Robin, please.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Okay. So Ryan Gosling coaches Steve Carell on how to be like more of a smooth operator.
Oh.
Because it's after his divorce. He hasn't been on a date in like, what, 20-some years or something.
Yeah.
His daughter is Emma Stone, and Ryan Gosling ends up meeting Emma Stone, and it all gets connected.
Gosling now wants to turn over a new leaf because he loves Emma Stone.
Julianne Moore is his ex-wife. Miles.
Oh, that's a rich as hell.
Thrill, you don't have to watch it. If you're going to watch a rom-com, it's pretty good. Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, they were in
Me. What's the next rom-com with Ryan Gosling?
Oh, La La Land or Gangster Squad.
That?
La La Land?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I'll leave that joke alone.
All right. I haven't seen any of those, so I can't.
Yeah. Most people pick Crazy Stupid. Crazy Stupid Love just has some laugh-out-loud moments. All right, how about Dwayne Johnson?
Jackson.
And Kevin Hart.
I saw Jumanji with my kids, and actually it was fun.
That's got to be the one that everyone loves.
That's the one they won. All right. And then to bring it back to De Niro, we have Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson. They've been in Zoolander, Night at the Museum, Meet the Parents, Starchy and Hutch.
Zoolander.
And Royal Tenenbaums.
Zoolander.
Yeah, Zoolander wins that one.
Somehow Night at the Museum won.
Really?
Yeah. Blue Steel.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Video shows a naked Bronx man picking fights with strangers, and then he picks the fights with the wrong guy.
I have to swallow.
Meanwhile, a porn star who sells penis-shaped candles arrested after toad venom made another man die. Japanese teen arrested after he asks undercover cop if she'd like to star in porn. The man takes the car to a dealership, and now a new 2020 Corvette he will mourn. And authorities say a Michigan lake is safe to swim in after 54,000-gallon sewage spill. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my cock.
All right, the top story. We head to Chicago, where a man's pretty tattoo got him caught. The man was involved in the riots that overtook the peaceful protests held all around the world and decided that he would conduct his mayhem while sporting a mask, like so many others. The mask of choice was the plastic clown mask that was worn by Joaquin Phoenix and other rebels in the movie Joker. Our man was photographed as he was vandalized and burning up a police cruiser. Police might have had a difficult time finding the man if he didn't have the unique tattoo of the word pretty right on his throat.
That'll do it.
He was quickly tracked down and arrested, and he is anything but pretty.
Yeah, if you have to get it tattooed on you, you're ugly.
I'm beautiful. Other news. Time for a bit of good news. A three-year-old in Boston is to thank for saving a woman's life. The woman had managed to lock herself in her windowless basement in her home, but she remained calm. She did so knowing that three-year-old Ayas would be coming around at some point to bring her paper up from the street, which he did. When he brought the paper to the door, the young man noticed a stack of mail and papers on her doorstep and decided to ring the doorbell. When there was no answer, his mother called the police, who managed to break into the house and find the woman after she had been trapped for 4 days.
Keep in mind.
Damn.
Think about this. Three-year-old boy, every day goes on a walk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With his mother.
Right.
Takes up her paper off of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Takes it up to her door so she has it. Recognizes that she normally takes it in when she comes out. She had not.
Right.
Sees all that and then freaks out. 3 years old.
Exactly.
That, I mean, that is... That's impressive.
Right.
She also, she was a part of an interview after she got obviously rescued from the basement. She also had another backup plan if Ayas, you know, didn't pick up on it, as, you know, a three-year-old's only going to notice so much. But she also said that she had friends that were calling and texting her for, you know, whatever reason, just kind of keeping up on her. It's a 70-year-old woman, so there's people keeping tabs on her. So she just...
Yeah, but they never checked up on her.
Right. For 4 days. But she kept her cool, man.
But wait a minute. If they checked up on you all this time, what was your response? I'm fine, or hey, I'm trapped.
No. She didn't have her phone on her.
Oh, I see.
So eventually they're going to realize, like, hey, she's not getting back to me. She's not answering her phone.
Yeah, day five, they care.
That's right. Meanwhile, over in the Bronx, one man wasn't taking kindly to protesters. Believed to be on drugs, the man was filmed crossing traffic on multiple occasions to brawl with protesters. The video shows the man picking fights with the same group of protesters again and again while he was stark naked and nothing but his socks.
Is this the dude on, like, the corner that's getting beat up?
He's kind of more attacking people, and then
right,
he's kind of like comes, on
yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Across the street.
Yeah, I mean they took care of him, but yeah, he was the one going out and beating on people. Police were eventually called, and he was taken in for an evaluation.
Yeah, I mean I saw it and just said, what drugs is this guy on?
Right,
he was definitely on something going up. He had a lot of
something going up.
Yeah, he was not like smoking weed.
Let's go to Michigan.
He caught those hands up.
Yeah, he did.
Let's go to Michigan, where the beaches at Traverse City are finally back open for the public. The beaches were closed not due to COVID, but they were closed because a faulty pump during a rainstorm, and the beaches were infested with roughly 54,000 gallons of sewage that spilled into the water.
But it's okay to go in there now.
Yes,
right. It will allow you to drink clean water when you think it's clean.
They've cleaned it all up and out of the beaches and are open to the public once again.
Please, Michigan, be the ones to be the litmus test on clean water.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. You have all these great lakes, but nobody can drink clean water.
A butcher in upstate New York has found a way to beat the pandemic's effect on his business. In an effort to minimize the person-to-person contact in the time of the virus, he's put cuts of his product into a refrigerated vending machine. It's a Lazy Susan sort of design that has multiple spinning tiers, each with a plexiglass slider in front of the product that you wish to purchase. After putting the device out for the public to buy from, the butcher says that it's been a hit with his customers.
Yeah, but it has been, man.
Exactly.
Easily awesome. Accessible, well-cut meat.
Exactly, and I know the exact vending machine that he used. It was one at my old job. It was fantastic. Good work. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
It was Mike today. We'll see you next time for Ted versus the FCC.
Yes, indeed, that is true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.